23 to 7. Now, the Bechtel issue of Pharmac in their funding model and our access to pills and potions has been looked at by the New Zealand Initiative. Part of it's based on the question of whether only those who are in need should benefit from the subsidies. Author Bryce Wilkinson is with us. Bryce, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Michael.
So in your report, the good news is they flattened prices and done good deals. So in part, at least, the model works. Fair enough?
Yes, that's right. Full credit to Pharmac for its achievements in those respects. And also credit to the industry for producing such a valuable range of products to the world and getting them to New Zealand. And at the moment, of course, we're looking to the industry to find a vaccine for the COVID virus too.
Exactly. Having said all of that, there's always going to be more demand than there is funding. Is the model in that side of the equation therefore broken?
Yes. It's not at all clear what the government's wanting to achieve by subsidising medicines for people like me who are not in financial need. And with all the spending it's been doing related to COVID, there's going to be a need for it to prioritise. And clearly what the public needs is it to prioritise public health spending, epidemic control, measles, immunisations and the like. So the big call in the report is to question why the government is spending $1 billion a year on this budget, subsidising people who don't need to be subsidised. Why not concentrate on helping those who do need it?
Well, they do it in all sorts of different areas of life. For example, I can go to the hospital for free and I don't need that either, but we do it, don't we?
Yes, we do, and we're all having to reprioritise our spending and what we're doing now, and government's certainly going to be no exception after this general election. So the question remains, why is it doing it, what does it want to achieve, and how do we know that it's achieving it? We can't know unless it's clear about what it's trying to achieve.
Where would you draw the line then, and who would make that decision on pills? So, for example, you got to pay for your pills, I get them free. Where's that line?
That line is where it is at the moment. It has to be drawn by politicians because it is a political judgment. You're drawing lines through areas of grey, not black and white. And it has been done by government currently, for example, when it determines who gets the community services card and who doesn't. Mm. So those criteria would continue to apply. But basically for the rest of us, the first question should be, as it is when our house breaks, burns down, or when we go overseas and lose our luggage, the first question should be, well, were you insured? And it's responsible for people who can afford to do so to insure themselves against major events which go wrong.
So you would have to insure yourself against the medication, because here's my next question. Would you draw the line on income, or would you draw the line on the cost of the medication? Because the cost of the medication varies wildly depending on what it is, and what might be affordable for somebody for a certain series of pills suddenly doesn't become affordable if it's cancer treatment at $10,000 a month.
Yes, absolutely. And that's no change on the existing situation. Pharmac's got to do that rationing too, and private health insurers would have to have fine print, which limits what they can spend. Otherwise, people wouldn't be able to afford the premiums. So the reality is, regardless of what the system is, societies can't afford to fund every possible expense. Yeah.
Bryce, nice to catch up with you. Appreciate it very much. Senior fellow at the New Zealand Initiative. Interesting idea. Not sure if it's necessarily going anywhere in this current political climate. Also, Roger